Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Keith Whittington, professor of politics at Princeton and author of Judicial Review, Acts of Congress, Repugnant Laws, Judicial Review of Acts of Congress, from the founding to the present. Before we get to witnesses, et cetera, professor, and executive privilege, the president's team of lawyers or defense team, is there a limit as to how many people, and do we know what it's likely to consist of, the defense team?
I don't think the Senate rules imposes any limit as to how many lawyers could represent the president in this context. So far, the White House has announced there will be four lawyers. Apparently, they're still debating whether or not to include some additional people on the defense team. They're mostly leaning on the White House legal counsel office to provide those defenders. So these are people that President Trump has already been working with across his administration, and they're just going to use them to make their case in the Senate as well.
So somebody texted in, why would I want to hear from Hunter Biden? And I texted back, after all of this, I want to hear everything from everybody. But in terms of relevance, I don't know if you can view this through a non-political context, but is that what the Chief Justice would decide, or is that up to the Senate? Who would decide what's relevant and what's not?
Ultimately, it's going to be up to the majority of the senators. It's going to be an interesting question as to the degree to which Chief Justice Roberts tries to insert himself in this process. My expectation would be that the Chief Justice will generally try to avoid making rulings himself, and said we'll simply pass the buck directly to the senators. If the Chief Justice were to make a ruling as presiding officer, that could be appealed to the Senate, and so the Chief Justice could be overruled by the majority of the senators. But ultimately, then, it will be up to the majority of senators as to which witnesses they think are relevant to hear from and who they want to allow to testify in the trial. It appears that the White House would like to use this as an opportunity to criticize indirectly Joe Biden by calling Hunter Biden to the stand and emphasizing the idea that there was lots of corruption in the Ukraine and corruption that implicates Democratic candidates. The Democratic senators clearly will not want to hear from those witnesses, but the Republican senators might.
And in terms of relevance, I guess I'm thinking you can have witnesses and say things or solicit testimony from them that would, I guess, lay a foundation, maybe not necessarily directly involved with what the president was impeached for?
You could. Obviously, in an ordinary criminal trial, people like Hunter Biden would absolutely not be testifying in a situation like this, because a judge would determine that under federal rules of evidence, those witnesses have nothing pertinent to contribute to the charges at hand. The Senate trial is much more open to that degree. They do not follow the same standards of evidence that ordinary criminal courts would follow. And so if the senators are willing to hear from somebody, and if the Trump defense team thinks it's useful to help build their case, then they can invite whoever they want to come testify.
We only have a minute left, Professor, but when it comes to executive privilege, is that something that was just created and has now become a de facto law? Does the Constitution say anything about this?
The Constitution does not say anything directly about executive privilege. It's long been recognized and has been claimed by the White House that there is such a thing as executive privilege that allows the president to hold back some information. That may become relevant in the Senate trial as well. I wouldn't be surprised if some witnesses don't claim executive privilege as a reason not to answer some questions. And at that point, it'll be up to the majority of senators as to whether or not they will accept that excuse as a good reason to not answer some questions.
And in terms of a legal proceeding, this is not something where if the House members don't like a ruling they get, they go to the Supreme Court. This is the Senate's, courthouse. They do whatever they want.
Absolutely. The Senate has the last word on this. It's ultimately up to the majority of the senators. I don't think the Supreme Court would entertain any motions or appeals from what the Senate does. And so it's whatever the majority of senators want to do, that will be the final word on this.
I appreciate your time, Professor. I really do hope we talk to you again. Keith Whittington from Princeton. We pause now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.